Yes, Lord. Oh. To listen to me. Since I brought you this far, it's time for you to understand something. Oh. Several of you have been seeing me around here. I'd pick out certain ones and act like I'd go picking on them. For the least little thing. Oh, and you knew it was doing something in them, but you didn't understand it. Oh, let me explain it to you. Real quiet now. Here's what the Lord said. Once I get you or get any person, your music down, there, someone's too loud there. Once I get you or any person to where they move in simple obedience instead of trying to figure out why in their mind and by the feelings in their heart, he said, I've got them. And he's just about got all of you right at that place now. Oh, this is what Jesus is talking about in your faith. And your patience possess ye your soul. Once he gets you to where you'll act in obedience of faith, his whole life begins to pour out through you. You're delivered then from that old thing all of your life that have made you do something because you felt like you ought to. And has also made you do things because you could reason out why you were supposed to do it. Ooh. Once he gets you in obedience and faith, whew, he said, once they begin to move in that, ooh, and open up in obedience and faith to me, he said, my life rises on the inside of them, and I pour out the fullness of the Holy Ghost on them, and said, I turn them into vessels of faith for my use. Listen to me, so you'll understand the work that's being done by the Master's hand to move you out of your own life and in faith deliver yourself upon to Christ. Once you do this in obedience and faith, then you possess your soul, and my life rises inside, and I pour out my spirit without measure on you, and I turn your whole body into glory like me. That's wonderful. In your patience, possess ye your souls. You see, you and I, and all, he had a terrible time with me on this. You and I have been living subject the prince and the power of this world through our feelings. Make us think we ought to do something or ought not to do it, and we go to fall in our feelings of what we ought to do and what we ought not to do, and we get all mixed up. We get to striving, we get it unrest. And we even get to in our heart accusing God. We see something in the scripture that's supposed to work, we try to make it work, and it won't work with our feeling. We say, well, I believe it's not so for me. Oh. But he had a way of delivering you into that life of simple faith, and he hath done it. Oh, ready now to rise inside of you with his life. Pour out his spirit on you and begin to form your life into his mysteries. Oh, let's just hum to that music on. Ooh. Ooh. And Brother Ray won't understand that because he was late. See, oh. I bet he was listening, though. Oh. Ooh. Your own, you're bought with a price, the blood I gave in my sacrifice. I bought you with my blood because you know not how to live your own life in the glory I give. So I bought you with my blood in love for you, that I could bring in my fullness, possessing your soul, that I might make you like me, and turn you in a vessel of grace, a vessel of power, as you look on my face. Of good and evil, then you would have power, be like unto God. Then by all that's worthy, you wouldn't need me. This one this morning, one with the Father. Jesus clothed upon and one with the Father. I want us to start off closing our eyes, seeing him right there before us, and then just gradually open your eyes and get to where you can see him with your eyes open. Let me tell you why. John, the Apostle John, in 3 John, he said that one of the works of Satan was in the lust of our eyes. Now, religion has always taught us that that was because we looked after someone that likes to lust sexually, or we looked after some bad habit to lust after. But you know, that is not really true. That's only just a small portion of it, and not really even important. What the lust of our eyes is that our eyes, our natural eyes, look at me, see things as the natural. And they distract us from the spiritual. Turn that on air conditioning. Oh. and distracting us from the spiritual, they blind us to the mysteries of God. Because through the Apostle Paul, he said, we live not, listen to it, by things that are seen, but by things that are not seen. For the things that are seen with the natural eye are temporal. Things that are not seen are eternal. Oh, and if the enemy can get your eye on anything, on that fire extinguisher, on someone moving their foot, or someone coughing, or someone doing this, someone doing that, or yourself doing this, yourself doing that, he distracts you and gets you to where you look in the natural instead of looking in the spiritual, and he blinds you and distracts you from doing what God wants to do, and that's to turn these natural eyes into things that even though they live in this world and are used for a natural thing in this world, they are looking in the spiritual and comparing spiritual things with spiritual. It's that simple and it's that easy. And that's what the lust of the eyes are all about. Satan using them to distract you from the unseen things of God. So let's close our eyes and start singing that song, seeing Jesus there before us, and then we'll gradually open them. As we begin to feel him come alive. Close your eyes. I see you, Jesus, alive before me. Your head and hand wide as wide as snow and eyes on fire. And one with my Father. Now just gradually open your eyes a little bit and look right there and lift your hands towards where you're feeling him and sense. That's the way. Close them back and let's start again. With a garment on down to your feet, and your feet like fine brass burned in a furnace. A golden girdle around your chin, body shining like the sun, shining before me. Now just gradually open your eyes and reach your hand towards him. See him with your eyes open. See him now. Destroying the lust of your eyes. Now just close your eyes back. Let's do it again. Your living voice, like the waves of many waters, clothing on and speaking through me. Your whole body that's one with my Father, upon me hath clothed, hath possessed me. Feel him move on you. Now just hold me down. You see him close right down on you. See him there close on you and move through you. See his face right down on your face. Close up on your face. Feel him closing and possessing your whole being. turning to religion could make you think that all that lustful eyes was is you looking after something to lust after it sexually or otherwise, that was all you needed to do, then they could deceive you from the very blessing you received right there, see. Oh! But they lied to you. And we smashed that idol out of your mind, didn't we? By doing what? By looking at the idol smasher. His name is Jesus. Back in the Old Testament, they captured the Ark of the Testament, which was a type of Jesus, before you there, and they moved it into a temple with an old false idol. Forget his name, Ramoth or something, whatever it was. They moved it in there and left it overnight. And the next morning, that old false idol, it fell over on his face and broken all to pieces. Whoa. And that's exactly what'll happen to all those old false idols in your life as you look on the face of Jesus. He'll smash them out of there. Whoa. Hath been done. And your eyes, mind, whole body will become clear, free of all those old idols that's been put up in there and all those old false impressions. And you'll move in the fullness and the glory of God. Ooh. Now we're ready to go into the mystery of God. We want to begin to smash some more idols out of your mind, yet not us, but Jesus. Revelation, the 20th chapter, verse 8 and 9. Listen to it. And he shall go out to deceive the nations, which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Years the longer Satan, through preaching what you thought was God, preaching against evil, teaching folks to be good, has deceived the whole world and has gathered them together in goodness, a religion. And he's got them right ready to be destroyed at Christ's coming. And they're going to fight him because they think they've got something good. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Whoa. So rabid in the defense, some of you used to be like it, still like it, and some of you because of lack of understanding. So rabid in defense of a religion that pretends to be Christ, preaches against evil, and gets you to do good. So deceived in it until the coming of Christ. Satan's actually able to lead you against him and cause you to be destroyed. How terrible. Oh. But in preparation for that, God is bringing forth a ministry, and you're looking at one of them right now. That has the power to smash and uproot every work of Satan, no matter how deceitful, out of your life, and to destroy any false prophet that stands before it to try to hinder. Ooh! Ooh! Now listen to it and get an understanding of how deceitful he is. Lord had me to just write this thing down, because when I get to ministering on this, I get carried away. And he said, you shall possess your soul, and deliver knowledge and understanding to my people so that they cannot be gathered together against me in their goodness. You see, they won't gather in evil. They'll gather in goodness. They'll say, oh, here is something coming to destroy our good. Our good religion. Our good churches. Our good people. And once they rise against him, you know what it is. Oh. In the day of my vengeance, our Lord Jesus said, I'll smash all idols in my people's minds. All idols of Satan that has put in their mind. Heroes of Satan worshipped in their mind. Listen to it. Satan starts early in your childhood to develop through the demon of fantasy controls your imagination. He has heroes of evil. He has heroes of good. And he offers them both in early childhood. That's right, weep about it. Several of you, it's hitting you there. Misguided parents, blinded in their minds, used by Satan, tell their children lies about fairy tales and heroes and cause them to fantasize them. In ignorance and stupidity, deliver Satan their child's small mind. Oh, listen to it now. God spoke through Isaiah. He said, you've made a covenant with death. Said you've agreed to tell your children lies and make them believe it. And said when the overflowing scourge comes along, he said it'll pass through you like fire. Listen to it now. They say, be good. Santa Claus will come to see you. Listen to me. Ooh. With all his reindeers, sleighs filled with gifts and goodies, not knowing that they are using a demon of the old false church to deny that all good gifts come from our heavenly Father. Santa Claus is a demon of the old false church used to corrupt small children's minds and to turn their mind away from their father and let the demons of hell possess their small mind. Children about the good gifts of their God. Their heavenly Father, Father of lights. Oh, tell your children about the tree of life and the fruits that you give them Let them identify with the fruits of life. Oh, oh, oh. Santa Claus, Saint Nick, all these other old religious things are demons. They are demons of good that has been used to deceive the whole world and start you from childhood, opening your mind to Satan through his good demons and continuing on in your childhood fantasizing, listen to me, to where you begin to look at generals as heroes, people that go out and murder millions of people. And there you are, worshiping them as heroes. Oh, Lord. Oh. Oh, Lord. Oh, Saint Nick is a demon, has our father's wrath, marked for destruction in the pit of fire. Saint Nick is a demon of good to deceive and blind the minds of people to the goodness of God. And here's what happens. Once Satan gets an entrance into your mind, or into a small child's mind, and he does it with that good, sly, syrupy voice. I mean, you've been living this old way of life. God's calling you this morning to repent. Hath been given me deliverance. Sly and deceitful. Once Satan gets an entrance to a child's small mind, he starts them daydreaming, starts them to fantasize. Then he has many heroes to possess their minds and blind them totally and ruin their lives. Oh, starts an old false church with Santa Claus, Snow White, and the Seven Dwarfs, all those good little old tales. And then when they grow up, the world offers them heroes of generals and soldiers, people that do great things, evil people, people that are absolutely evil from the top of their head to the bottom, possessed by Satan. But it all starts out with that little good thing of Santa Claus. Then when they get bigger, their minds wide open. They worship a general that's slaughtering millions, and they lead them right into an army, and they go slaughter millions with them. All the time saying we're doing good. We preserving our good land to where we'll have a good Santa Claus to come home to. Oh. It all started by that demon of religion. Saying it's good. But it's not good. It destroys. Oh, weep for your children. Weep for the children of the world. Their innocent minds, corrupted and blind. Caught in early childhood and taught to fantasize and brought to destruction all of their lives. Oh, 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 oh. Oh. Listen to Jesus speak. I give you weapons to deliver their mind. Mantles on my blood to wipe their minds clean. And confess before them Santa Claus is a lie. So now I destroy him with the blood of Jesus Christ. God has said, thou shalt not in any wise enter into this thing, anything that maketh a lie or worketh abomination against God. See, he deceives by giving you something good. You want to be good. You want to do things good for your children. So he offers you a good demon, and you take it, say, well, you know, everybody else does it, and everybody else seems having a good time, so I'll just do it. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, most of you weeping because you see where you've been caught most of your life. And really, a lot of you knew that this thing wasn't right, didn't you? But you just sort of caught up in the trap of the world. You just went along with it. Said, well, I don't want my children to be different. Everybody else is enjoying Christmas, so I want them to enjoy it. And just caught up in this thing, just delivered their minds over to Satan. But now the truth has come, beloved, and it's time for you to attack these things. Oh! Listen to what they say. Surely God will not destroy this good kingdom we build. Santa Claus and Snow White and all the good dwarfs. But listen to his judgment, you'll understand. All lies shall be destroyed in the fire. Oh! And he's had over 400 years to take this thing and build it into a mountain in the world. And he's built it into a mountain of good. You wonder where wars come from? There's where they come from. Just like James said, they start in your members. You wonder what can take a perfectly sane boy or girl and lead their mind into where they know better than to kill and to draw, and lead them to where they'll go out and absolutely murder other folks in the name of good. Do you know what'll do it? Because they put in a good Santa Claus, good Snow White, good tradition of their country. And then they say, you better defend that. And they offer them an idol of evil to follow some evil general or some evil leader to go out and slaughter others to defend that. And they go murder in the name of good and even in the name of God. Oh. Oh. You see them everywhere. You see them in statues riding on horses. Great swords. You see them painted in picture in history. You know what those people are? So they're heroes. They preserved our freedom. They're not so. They are demon-possessed people. They got you and I in the shape that we're in. You've got the whole world at each other's throats right now because of this old hero worship thing. There is no good in a person that will murder another person. God said that is absolutely the highest form of sin, is to take a life. And I don't care whether you do it in good or where you do it. Whoa! Great soldiers of armies that murder millions are made to be heroes in our world society. And Satan tells your children in the sly voice of a snake, be good and be like them, and murder rises in their hearts. And oh, oh, oh. brotherhood, making a hero out of something so-called good, and opening their mind to where Satan could give them evil later on in their life, in that fantasy, that dream world they live in. Your brother Pruitt, talking like that will get you killed. I've already seen the end. He said, when I get my group formed, my remnant, I'm going to tell you this, Lord said, when I get my group formed, my remnant, and deliver, he said, then, he said, I'm going to start at the top. Right up in the seat of the beast. And I'm not going to mess with any underlings. Said, I may give them the handwriting on the wall that I had been weighed in the balance and found wanting, and I may not. He said, I may give them a chance to repent that you know about. He said, I might have already given them several chances you don't know about. But he said, don't be surprised when one of them just right before you burns up. He said, I'm not going to start down little underlings in this thing. He said, once I get the root cut out of Satan in my people, my remnant form, he said, I'm going to strike the top. And then I'm going to have testimonies left for all to see. Now, there's something that caused that man to be destroyed. That woman to be destroyed. Don't think he not either. When he said it, he means every word of it. He's already clothed himself upon the earth. You knew that, didn't you? And our Father clothed himself upon the earth. Stretched himself down and clothed himself upon the earth like he's always done. And he said, I've come to do one thing. He said, my son suffered in obedience to me and delivered the world up to me and delivered the chance of salvation to the world and said, according to our covenant, that you suffer, and in time I'll see that the world is ready for you to occupy and own. Said, you go before me in obedience, then I go before you. And it's a terrible time for the wicked on the earth. It's a glorious time for the obedient, but it's terrible. Listen, you're not dealing with a voice of grace now. You're dealing with a mighty Father that'll blow fire every which way he goes. He rides upon a cherubim. And fire going out of the horn to that cherubim. Weep for the world. All their murdering heroes, deceived by Satan and his demons of lies, using this good of the false church and the world that causes the people together against Christ. And war with all their good gather against Jesus as he comes in power to possess the world, and they be in number as the sands of the sea, and they think in their mind they do good deeds by defending their faith of Satan's religious lies. He smites them with fire as they come against him. All heroes die in the heavenly fire. Has been. been delivered from that thing. Unless you want to get caught up in that same whirlwind, God giving you an opportunity right now to confess that thing to be a lie, and it has been destroyed in my mind, has been destroyed in my life. Oh. You see, the way he has corrupted the whole world, the way he has corrupted the whole world is he has deceived them. He didn't come and tell them, say, now I'm going to make you evil and make you gather together against Christ. He come and told you, said, I'm going to give you something good. That'll be good for you, good for your children, good for everybody concerned. If you didn't want to go along with it, he said, look, the whole world is doing it. Oh, and you just feel the wrath of God against that thing. Oh, weep for yourselves and wipe with his blood, that your mind be free of all of Satan's lies, so you'll not accuse him and gather against him as he rides forth in judgment from the sky. Oh, 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 wipe it good now. Oh, 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 that's it. Wipe it out of there. Oh, 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 hath been destroyed. All good lies of Satan have been destroyed. I'll tell you just exactly how it's going to happen if you want me to tell you. They're not going to come against Christ. As he gathers these people, we're gathering in different countries, and they're moving in fast. You and them. Gathers them together, and they begin to move in deliverance from these things. They're going to compass the city, the New Jerusalems that are built in the earth round about. And they're going to say, that bunch of people, it's time to destroy all of the good things that we give. Santa Claus and all our good generals and all our traditions. And when they do that and they come up again, that's all she wrote. If you don't believe it, you read it. And that's the reason why it's so important to cleanse your mind of all this old thing, and keep your children cleansed of it, so you'll know the full purpose of God, not be caught off in some lie of Satan. Something good. He's not going to offer you evil. He'll offer you good, get you trapped, and then he'll throw evil on you. Did you know that all the great generals, all the murdering heroes, Hitler himself, do you know how he started out? Did you know Hitler and a bunch of those were preachers? You did know that, didn't you? Oh, yes, absolutely. You know how they started out? Fantasizing about Santa Claus. They call him something else over there, but same thing. Building daydreams. You read the book of that, what is it, Mein Kampf? It's nothing but a bunch of fantasy, a bunch of junk. Satan formed that poor fellow's life from childhood. In a dream, and all he would do but to bring the millennium in the world with all that good. And here he had a white race of people, Germans. So Satan said, now the way to make the race pure, kill all the Jews, all the Dagos, all the niggers,
killed everything that's not pure Caucasian, and he slaughtered millions. And not only did he slaughter them, but he burned them alive in ovens. You say, well, that was Hitler. Don't you know the leaders of your own country has done this thing?
Oh, yes, they have.
Said, we got a good country. We got a good democracy. And freedom for all. Said, we're going to make that bunch of people over in Asia agree with us if we have to kill every one of them. And that's what they almost did. And said, we know how to convince our people because religion has already taught them about the good lies of Santa Claus, and we can just make them think it's good, and they'll go right along with us, and the young men and the young women and even the old men and old women and the church and all will go along with it because it's good, and we'll just slaughter them. Oh. You know this happened right here in the South? Right here in the South is this, listen, in the South, what they call the Bible Belt, this is the seat of Satan in the United States. Did you know where all the hate and all the racial things start here in the South? Right in the church. You say, well, it's all those folks out on the street. It starts in that church. If I hadn't even been there, I could tell you. You know where the Citizen Council of the Ku Klux Klan gets their seat? Right in the church. You know where all the black power and all that thing starts? Right in those churches. And you know how it's over to them? They tell the white folks, say, listen, it would be good now if you'd form something to keep the colored in line. And they knowing good old Santa Claus, you know, and all of this, they go right along in what happens. And they start right in the colored church. Said, now, it'd be good if you would protect your people by forming something to keep all the whites from overrunning over you. And here they go. Now, you convince me that's God. That is Satan. Say, Brother Purdy, you're telling me this? Oh, my whole family, a bunch of them caught up in it. Smite them just as worse than I smite you. Last time I was down there sitting there talking, they talking all that old junk, you know, about getting the churches and the schools in the church and all that. Lord, what am I going to say? He said, just start laughing. And I laughed and laughed. Finally, everybody got real quiet. So what you laughing? I said, y'all the most ignorant bunch of people out there, most stupid. Satan had blinded you with hate. And I said, you're to be pitied. A lot more, I said, but it wouldn't edify you to tell what I said. Say, well, they rise again. They used to, but they don't anymore. Oh, ever since I set my saintly mother down, laid hands on her and told her not, I commanded her not to speak any more against Jesus, to open her mouth and say, Lord Jesus, and speak in tongues, they've learned that they don't need to mess with me. And you got the same thing, the seat of Satan in your churches. And it starts right there letting everybody think that it's good what they're going to do, Brother Mac. And everybody wanting to be good, they get involved in it. When they get involved in it, it is hell. And then for the rest of their life, they're under the judgment of God that because they have disobeyed him and brought division among his people in earth. I don't care whether they're white, colored, brown, or whatnot. Once you make a separation between the children of God, you have blasphemed the God of heaven. And when you blaspheme the God of heaven, you have had it. The only thing I can hope is you do it in ignorance and unbelief, because unless you do it in ignorance and unbelief, there is no forgiveness for blasphemy. Oh. Every eye shall see him as he comes in clouds, and the tribes of the earth shall wail because of him. They gather against him to defend their good religion, but long suffering has ended. Fire devours them. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's the answer to this thing? The answer to this thing is to begin to move, let move in you knowledge and wisdom about what's going on around you, and let the love and the Spirit of God rise in you. What is it? Now, what is love? Listen, love, one of the characters of love described by the Apostle Paul is love abhors evil. I mean, it absolutely abhors it. True love of God, when you see this kind of evil going on, something rise in you, you just despise that thing. You go to feeling just exactly the way God feels about it. True love of God abhors evil. And the answer to this is begin to pick out these people. Let the Lord pick them out. Show you the ones that are receptive. And begin to descend upon them with these mantles. Yes, Lord. And the laying on of hands. And the casting out of demons. And get these folks free. And if you want to really touch the heart of the Father God, you free one of the children. He feels strongly about children. Of course, he loves all. But you know, a child has never had a chance. Many grown people, he has given them several chances to repent, and he sought her, you know, towards them. But that child, his heart is wide open. Oh. Oh. Wasn't quite as glorious this morning as it was yesterday morning. You don't think. But once this thing works in you, oh, it's going to turn you into a deliverer. And I'll tell you another thing that'll turn you into is this love of the horrors of evil works in you. Boy, you won't compromise none of these old false preachers anymore. You're not only not listening to them, but to their face, you'll start smiting Satan in them. Oh, yes, you will. You hear all over the South. Oh, I sure would hate to live in Chicago, hate to live in New York City. That is the most evil place. Let me tell you something. Did you know the South is the most evil there is? I'm not kidding you. Steeped in all that old religious tradition. The Bible Belt? They know more about the Bible across this South than they do anywhere in the world. And that's what's wrong. They took that Bible and corrupted it, preached against evil, and decided what was good, and got trapped in Satan. And the more knowledge he gives you of good and evil, the worse shape you're in. This is the reason why that Jesus Christ, when they came to him and said, good master, he said, listen to me. He said, there's none good but God. Don't be calling anything good but God. Said, they don't go around be calling good and evil. Said, there's none good but God. Said, call him good and let him work in your life. Oh, tell you children about their Father God and all his goodness and all of his love. Tell your children about their Jesus Lord that suffered and died to deliver them unto God. Wipe them with the blood, smite them with the melon. Confess Satan hath been cast out, hath been destroyed. And pursue him in them, in their little mind, with a vengeance of power of the blood.
Knowledge of good and evil. Then turn from evil and be thou good. Whispers the sly voice of Satan. Whisper Satan as God. So give your mind and life to me. I'll fill your mind with what's good and what's evil. Then like God you'll be. Sons of Satan, Jesus told the Pharisees, you know not my Father nor me. You claim to follow Moses as an example. If you know Moses, you know me. You're the children of the devil, our Lord Jesus said. You claim Abraham as your father, yet you go about to kill me, who's done you no wrong. If you'd have known Abraham, you'd know me. When he murdered and ravaged in the earth, using the false church and warlike man, he bathed the world in blood. God don't stop.